The following is an AI reading of my blog called
Shorting the State: How to Benefit from Parallel Solutions and Competition with the State.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
So, you are a libertarian and firmly believe that most statist solutions do not work well. How can you benefit from holding this belief? While discussing your beliefs over drinks might be interesting or even irritating at times, just talking about them isn't enough to win friends and influence people. Isn't there something more to it, though? Shouldn't everyone know about these ideas? What better way is there to show them than by having a solid strategy to benefit from your beliefs? This blog was inspired by an excellent book called Paper, Belt on Fire, written by Michael Gibson. In the book's description, we learn that Paper Belt on Fire is the unlikely account of how two outsiders with no experience in finance, a charter school principal and defrocked philosopher, start a venture capital fund to short the higher education bubble. You might be wondering what it means to short something. This term comes from the trading concept called short selling. In this process, you borrow an asset, sell it, and then buy it back for less when you have to return it. You basically profit on the difference in price now versus the price in the future. If the asset goes down, you make money, but if the asset goes up, you lose money. You can short something using other instruments. You can use options, or a more exotic method of shorting is investing in something that's inversely correlated. For example, competition. This could be if you don't bet on an industry or sector as a whole going down. In Gibson's case, he started shorting higher education first for Peter Thiel. Thiel was awarding fellowships to people who would drop out of school and start businesses instead. It wasn't an investment in the business directly, but rather an investment in the person who might start a business in the future. Well-known recipients of Thiel fellowships include Dylan Field, creator of Figma, Vitalik Buterin, creator of Ethereum, and Austin Russell, founder and CEO of Luminar Technologies. Their strategy was to invest in young people before they obtained credentials from a university and before any angel investor would consider them as potential entrepreneurs. This approach proved successful, even with their future venture fund. If you believe that higher education is a bubble, consuming capital and time of individuals, the best bet is to preempt other investors by not allowing people to waste precious resources on college. When they are full of energy and can be creating something valuable, indeed, this strategy paid off. State solutions aren't effective. I hold the belief that state services, products, and so-called solutions have failed to deliver their promises. State insurance, for instance, is often not an actual insurance but a form of wealth redistribution. According to Wikipedia, insurance refers to a method of safeguarding oneself from financial loss in which, upon payment of a fee, one party commits to compensating another party should certain predefined damages or losses occur. It is a form of risk management primarily used to hedge against the risk of a contingent or uncertain loss. Asterisk, public education usually sucks and even parents in slums that are really poor often rather start a private school than send their kids to a public school, which is often lower quality and more expensive at the same time. Yes, it is free, but you have to buy things like school uniform. What do you do if you have serious illness? I run abroad to a private clinic as fast as I can. With socialist healthcare, there are insane waiting times. For example, insurance companies have contractual quotas on most procedures with the providers, often low quality. We have seen the state fiat money, whose value goes one direction since 1971 towards zero. Shorting statism, how? To put skin in the game in this belief, how do you short statism and their solutions? I will share some of my ideas. I'd be glad to hear about yours. What do I mean by shorting statism? Any kind of investment that benefits when state solutions fail or parallel private solutions succeed in the market. Shorting the money. First idea is simple use and hold Bitcoin, Monero, gold, and be short. Fiat. My way of shorting fiat involves collateralized loans. This method allows you to borrow fiat with crypto as a good collateral and return fiat later when its value has decreased due to inflation. For this strategy to work, the interest rate must be lower than the increase in price levels, particularly your own price level, while also considering money opportunity costs. Although This approach doesn't always succeed. Current market conditions make it an ideal time for a fiat short. I explain this strategy in my book, Cryptocurrencies: Hack Your Way to a Better Life, and also in my course titled How to Harness the Value of Bitcoin Without Having to Sell It, which includes both text and practical videos. The question remains, what do you plan to do with the borrowed money? If your personal inflation rate exceeds the interest rate, any investment you make will be beneficial. You can purchase Bitcoin, which acts as leverage buying, but I prefer investing in production goods and myself by learning new skills and increasing my market value. You may also repair your home, finance a new car, or obtain a second residency permit outside of your superstate. Block, in my opinion, having only parallel money is insufficient. Shorting dollars or euros is a more effective strategy. Although I'm uncertain if Bitcoin will be worth $100,000 or $1 million in 5 years, I am confident that the value of dollars and euros will decrease. Central banks won't permit scary deflation. For further information, refer to my blog, 21 million of Infinity, which explores why central banks fear price deflation and clarifies its actual nature. This topic is also covered in a chapter of the book titled Cryptocurrencies: Hack Your Way to a Better Life. Invest in projects that create competition to state services or assist individuals in opting out. You can invest by founding startups, volunteering your time, promoting through affiliate marketing, or investing financially. Parallel solutions include alternatives like Bitcoin competing with traditional currencies such as dollars and euros. Private education provides an alternative to state education, while private arbitration courts offer an option outside of the government court system. Private health insurance companies, operating outside of state systems, compete with public health insurance, even if it's provided by private companies within a state framework in many countries. For me, this strategy involves liberation travel, which aids people in changing their residency to escape tax-heavy locations, unless you're from the United States. My books and courses also help individuals opt out and make use of these parallel solutions. The reasoning behind this approach is that as tax burdens and mainstream state services worsen, there will be a greater demand for alternative options, thus creating better business opportunities. This is sort of a lunapunk idea. As state surveillance and crackdowns get worse, some projects that were not resilient against surveillance do not make it, and their users switch to projects that made it. That means more revenue for the projects that can counter resistance in the lunapunk world. View, it is anonymity and encryption technology. The same dynamic applies to other fields. Are the public schools really bad? The competing solutions of education will have more paying customers. Are people dying in public hospitals? Where do those people that do not want to die go? Is state taxi licensing successful in preventing taxi scams? If not, where do the clients that do not want to be scammed go? To ride sharing apps that provide protection against scams. A failure, low quality, low supply, or high price of one solution, usually the state one, means anyone that can solve this problem better gains. That's my bet. Directly shorting. The next strategy is directly shorting mostly state-owned enterprises. For example, via options or businesses that depend on states more risky. However, there isn't enough market liquidity, especially with smaller states, to do this. I prefer a parallel solution rather than directly shorting state ones. Additionally, the state could always save a bankrupting business from its budget. While I would love to short public hospitals in Central European countries that lose money, unfortunately, they are not publicly tradable and there are no options on them. Furthermore, states often save these hospitals by wiring them money, preventing bankruptcy. I do not recommend this strategy unless you really know what you're doing. Prediction markets. Explore prediction markets on important issues. Anyone have tips on where and how to get liquidity? If you think some state policy will be a disaster, you can bet money on it through prediction markets. Read more in prediction markets crowdsourcing information for good decisions. Read more about how to navigate current economic landscape with focus on parallel solutions in my new book. Find more content like this in my book, Cryptocurrencies: Hack Your Way to a Better Life. It is a Guide for Bitcoin and Cryptocurrency Ninjas. Learn how to use the Lightning Network, how to accept cryptocurrencies, what opportunities there are for different professions, how to handle different market situations, and how to use crypto to improve your life. Get it on my eShop BTC, BTC and XMR, and even old school plastic or at Amazon.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or Boost. I read all the comments on the Boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.